The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Let's go in this direction today. We see Jesus here closing out this particular dialogue with Nathanael, or Bartholomew, whose feast we celebrate today, by saying that he will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Jesus is the Son of Man. And the apostles have the great privilege of seeing this, the ascending and descending of angels on him. What does it mean other than the life of heaven comes to earth in and through the person of Jesus of Nazareth? So in Jesus, the life of heaven is flooding the earth. Jesus is the new temple. He's the temple in person, in the flesh. He is God come to his people. That's why Nathanael will say to him, "You are the King of Israel." Because God's kingdom comes in Jesus. In Jesus. So we have to see that when we hear in the scriptures about heaven, it's not some distant, far-off place. Heaven and earth were always meant to be stitched together in a special way, that heaven rules earth. The life of heaven has dominion over earth. So even when we hear that Jesus ascends to heaven, he's not then far away from us. He's closer to us and every part of his creation as he rules over earth from heaven. How is that rule enacted? Because we can look at this and say, yeah, we don't have any good sign that this is actually happening. All right, so we see in the scriptures and the apostles, Jesus is saying that Nathanael, and so the apostles, will witness the tying together or the coming together of heaven and earth in him. But do we see the same? Do we experience the same? Do we have signs that we can point to of the same? I would say this, that we see this thin veil between heaven and earth, either at its thinnest or drawn back in the celebration of the sacraments of the church. And if that's not good enough, I'm going to point to something that at least implicates us in the whole thing. The life of heaven comes to earth in and through Jesus. My friends, we are his body. That means that the life of heaven is meant to come to earth in and through us. We've been given everything, and we are given everything we need to make that real. And if it's not real, and if it's there's no sign that heaven is coming to earth in our day, then we need look no further than in the mirror. When we entrust ourselves, just like Nathaniel, by the way, who was flayed alive, do you know what that means? He was skinned. He was skinned alive, not renouncing his faith in Christ, his Savior. We can, pray God, we're not going to be skinned alive. Do you know? We're not going to suffer torment of that sort. But we can entrust ourselves likewise to Christ Jesus, just as Nathaniel did. And if we do, if we make that act of faith, the act of entrusting ourselves to Jesus as our King, then we will see the coming together of heaven and earth. We will see the life of heaven poured into our hearts and through us to every corner of God's creation.